I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, a conversation about student enrollment with Jason Nicholas. He's the Director of Institutional Research at NMU.
Our headcount is up. Our total student population is a little over 7,700. We've had a number of years of kind of sliding and downward, and this is the first year in about 8 years where we're up about 1.8% over where we were last year. So we're ending those declines the first time since 2010, and we're on the way up.
That's interesting because on a state level, there's been conversations about the other public universities having downward trends. Right. What's different at Northern?
You know, I think we have this conversation all the time. We're committed to a number of different things. We have great folks in admissions and marketing and recruiting. We're doing a really good job of getting the message out to students across the state. We've got new and innovative programs. We've got all kinds of different things going on, and there's kind of an energy on campus that's different, I think, than some of the other places.
So a lot of count has to do with the freshman numbers in particular. How is that looking? And then tell me a little bit about where they're coming from.
Yeah, you know, this is our third straight year with new freshman classes that are up over 1,500 students, and that's kind of a number we'll be keeping an eye on. So this year we're at 1,600 students, 1,601. That's about 18% more than where we were in 2016. So you got to get those few freshman classes, those larger freshman classes stacked up in order to get to that big headcount growth number. And we're getting there, and I think we expect to see that headcount up a little bit for a couple years. Hopefully we can keep that trend going. You know, we're continuing to serve our backyard. We're 25% of our students are coming from Marquette County. We still have more than 40% coming from the Upper Peninsula. Really, about 80% of the students at the university are from Michigan in general. And then, you know, about 20% that are coming from other places outside our neighbors in the Midwest and across the entire United States. We've got more students coming from states we haven't had traditional enrollment from in a long time.
Well, we're hearing a lot from Northern about some of the new programs, the medicinal plant chemistry programs, some of those other things. Is that one of the hot programs, and are there others?
Oh, you bet. Medicinal plant chemistry is super popular again this year. They pretty much doubled where they were last year, and we invested in new lab space, and we're going to serve those students really well. You know, they've got a lot of rigor in that program. There's a lot of hard science in there, and those students are going to work hard to get those degrees. But we've got a number of other programs that are really popular as well. Biology is always popular, nursing, art and design, criminal justice. Our forensic biochem program is great. The psychology folks are doing a really good job. And then marketing, and then over in the Jacob Eddy Center, our electrical line tech program is really popular as well.
Jason Nicholas in the studio with us today. He's Director of Institutional Research at Northern Michigan University. We're talking about some of the enrollment numbers, some of the new freshman numbers, where they're coming from. But Jason, I know also you're involved in some things at Northern that take a look at other ways that they're involved with the community, bringing in numbers as well. And one of those I know is the EAN, the Educational Access Network, and that's kicking some numbers for you too.
Yeah, you know, that Education Access Network's really been a positive for the university. We're offering internet in places where the UP hasn't seen it before. We're able to connect our K-12 partners in ways they haven't been connected before, serve tribal communities. The EAN is up over 4,600 subscribers at this point, learners. That's 75% more than where they were last year. So we're really counting on that to help us get Northern's message out and connect places where they have had a hard time getting learning opportunities.
That ties into the component in higher ed now of online, of doing it basically from anywhere. And how are those numbers looking?
Yeah, our global campus is another one of those areas that, you know, they've grown and other places have grown on campus. And that's how we get that overall headcount number up. Global campus is up about 26% over where they were last year. They're at 520 students or so. And there's all kinds of programs in our online catalog. You know, the nursing program, again, is really popular in undergrad. Psych, applied workplace leadership is really popular. Criminal justice, clinical lab sciences. And then the graduate studies has always got a lot of different offerings online. Educational programs for early childhood, learning disabilities. And then the Masters of Public Admin and our Doctor of Nursing Practice. Those are always popular.
One of the more interesting things is, and we were talking about this before we hit this break, and that is the number on campus of first-generation college students. Yeah. I mean, you would think in this day and age, you know, I mean, I've got a son at Northern.
Yep.
I didn't go to college. Well, I went, but that didn't last long. But, you know, he's in his senior year now, you know, and on track to graduate. But technically, that makes him, in a way, a first generation here in this day and age.
Yeah, you know, first-gen students, they have a little bit different background. They don't always have that community at home to go home and ask questions about what it's like to go to school, what it's like to be a student, which classes should I take, where should I get involved on campus. So we're always trying to help pay attention to our first-gen students and make them as successful as they can be.
Well, you have all these numbers and everything available for people if they have questions. Maybe they want to find out. Maybe there's people that have an interest in it or want to find out more about the programs that are popular. What's the best way to get some of this info if people are looking for it?
Yeah, you can always go to NMU's website, nmu.edu/IR, if you want to look at the institutional research site. We've got a number of different reports and dashboards. You can go out and play with some numbers or just search institutional research on the Northern site.
That's Jason Nicholas, Director of Institutional Research at Northern Michigan University. For Wildcat Wednesday on Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.